Today we have only half an hour for the most important subject matter. So we will require to concentrate ourselves. The Srimad Bhagavatam is identified in the Garuda Purana as the topmost of all Puranas, and it is specially hinted in the Garuda Purana that the Srimad Bhagavatam is so special because it includes the story of Vritasura. This story appears in the middle of the whole work, that is, in the middle of the sixth chapter. And this placement indicates that the story is extremely important for the entire text. Whatever confidential subject matter appears in the middle of a scripture is the most important of that scripture. We know this from the Bhagavad Gita. The middle six chapters are about bhakti, and in the exact middle of the work, that the it has 18th chapter. So at the end of the 9th chapter, the most important verse of the Gita can be found, which is, to make it clear to everyone, repeated 2 times. Krishna never repeats himself except in regards to this verse. This verse tells us how we can become devotees of Krishna. Manmana, we must start with our mind, where we have to develop the mood of Mat Bhakto, that is Krishna's servant. And then we continue with our bodily senses. We offer worship and obeisances to the Lord. This same exact instruction is repeated at the end of the work again. Now the Bhagavatam has 12 chapters, and in the midst of the 6th chapter, Krishna, the amazing story of a transformation is described. Listen very carefully, because this could transform your whole life. In fact, when you leave this temple room, you might be a totally changed person, transformed and blissful. So Navin Krishna is now looking extremely attentive. Let us see. This is what the eyes and the ears of Navin Krishna say. Let us see if Maharaj can keep his promise. Before I go to the text, I will just give you a little bit the context so that you will understand the text in its entirety. The context of this most amazing transformational story is like this. There's the great devotee Chitraketu Maharaj, who had been tested and he had been transformed, and he really became a very great devotee. But then, due to who knows what, he made a slighting comment about Lord Shiva. Is it called a slighting? A passing comment? I do not know if this word meets the full linguistic requirement. It's almost a slight offense. And Shiva took it brotherly and laughed. But his wife Parvati was highly incensed. She felt so offended that she cursed this Chitraketu with an invincible curse. May you become a demon. And down he went. He became the most powerful of demons, called Vritasura. As a demon, he was terrible to behold, and no one could face him in armed combat. He was so powerful, he could change his forms, and he challenged the devatas to a great war. They came and rushed upon him, and Vritasura trampled them. He even, was beating Indra unconscious. He didn't kill him, though. But at the end of the fight, all of a sudden, his other self, his true self, the self of the great devotee, emerged. He said to Indra, his foe, who stood there dumbfounded, terrified, unable to continue the fight, he said, slay me, finally slay me. I want to leave this world and go back to the Lord of my heart. If Indra would have a pair of glasses, he would have removed the glasses to look again. If he perceived it correctly, he was the greatest of the demons, speaking like the greatest of the devotees. Again, Vritasura said, you and me, King Indra, are only moved on the stage of life like chess figures on a chess board. Thank you very much. It is ordained, it is willed that the devatas are successful. And I am ordained to return to my eternal home. Please don't hesitate. Kill me immediately. Indra at that time was already defeated. Was his foe serious about his request? They engaged in a philosophical discussion, and then Indra did what had to be done. He released his powerful thunderbolt, and with it released Vritasura from his life as a demon and his curse. And Chitraketu, the great soul, emerged from the body of the demon and went back. So before this took place, Vritasura prayed a prayer which is the jewel of all prayers, and you will hear it again, and then the translation.
Aham haritava padaikamula tasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuya manaksmaretasu pate gunangste grinita vakama karotikaya.
Mark the extreme beauty of the language, please. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your lordship. Vritasura prays for pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. One must first become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, Dasanudasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed by his own example, that a living entity should always desire to be a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. Gopi bhaktu para kamalayo dasanudasa. This means that one must accept a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession and is a servant of the Lord. Under his direction, one must then engage one's three properties. Now, you will not hear of English pounds as properties, but you will hear other properties which you have, namely his body, mind, and yes, sometimes it's said intelligence, here it is said words, the vak. These three should be engaged in Krishna's service. The body should be engaged in physical activity under the order of the master. Do something for Krishna. The mind should think of Krishna incessantly, and one's words should talk nonsense. Sorry. I'm very sorry. It's the early morning hour. And one's words should be engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord, my dear Pandavasena devotees. You talk very much. Please preach. This will be the proper engagement of your talking abilities, which are amazing. It doesn't even stop at 12 o'clock in the night. Yeah. Is this a correct observation? Good. If one is thus engaged in the loving service of the Lord, one's life is successful. Please, for a moment, let us enter fearlessly the subject matter which is discussed here. There is a person who is actually a devotee in heart, but who outwardly acts like a demon. Vritasura's war cry was so intense that the army of the Devatas fell senseless on the ground. It split the eardrums. He was really in the role of a demon. This happens, unfortunately, not only in the scriptures. It happens in our own lives as divided selves. We know what should be done, but we don't do it. One side in us is spiritually very attracted. I know it's intense. One side of us wishes to chant. One side of us wishes to renounce all entangling sense gratification and only engage in prasadam and kirtan. Another side, however, goes through London, observes the cinema advertisements with keen interest, listens to music which is not always devotional, looks at the opposite sex with intense feelings of desire for enjoyment. It is called the divided self, a phenomena which is discussed in spiritual literature all over the world. in Christianity, we find a very interesting song. It is called Amazing Grace, which has been composed by a previous slave driver. Shri Nrisimha Deva Ki Jai. This slave driver, his father had been the captain of a slave ship. And I do not know if you are familiar, but in the Englishmen had sent, was about the 17th century, beginning of 18th, their ships to capture slaves in Africa, to really cruelly take them out of their families and away from their homelands and bring them as servants into the English households. There were so many atrocities committed against these uprooted black people that a whole genre of music began to develop, the blues, where they veiled their pain through music into the world. So John Wesley, that's the name of this person, was abused many times on the slave ship of his father. Then he became a slave driver himself with his own ship, who was so cruel, so bitter, but who turned in a different direction. John Wesley once was with his whole ship of slaves on his way back to England, yes, and he came into a terrible storm. The storm was so intense that it blew the mast, is it called mast, and the sail overboard. The ship began to rock back and forth. It caught a leak. It began leaking. Water came in. Some slaves drowned immediately. Others could save themselves. And the boat was sinking. This moment, the final hour of this demoniac slave driver, he kneeled down in utter desperation and he said, God above, if you are there, please save me and my ship. Only the thunder answered him. Again he said, if you save me, I promise to dedicate my life to preaching your glories. That's a promise. At this moment, the wind abated. A ship appeared on the horizon and came closer. And as the ship of the slave driver was drowning, everyone, including all the slaves, were on that savior ship, and John Wesley was transported to England, where he lived with his promise. And he lived up to his promise. He began to first preach on meadows, in the forests. One time, sometimes there was only one person there, an old woman who could not hear properly. But he continued to preach, and he actually eventually gathered a good group and built churches and sang one and composed songs. One of the songs I will play to you now, it is called Amazing Grace. This song has become the anthem or the hymn of the peace movement and my generation, we were singing this. It is a very religious song. I will say to you the words. Amazing grace, how sweet thy sound, it's old English, that savest a wretch like me. I once was blind. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, so blind, but now I see. I will sing this to you. I sing Hare Krishna, but one friend of me has recorded this, and inside the song you will hear a very high voice. It's the voice of a well-known musician, Sting. I believe he's from England or so, and he sings it. This is two divided selves will sing it for you. So yes, in a moment, in a good moment, he was able to compose this devotional or song where gratefulness was expressed. But the other side, the side which knows, I know, but I want something else. The dilemma of the divided self, to be grateful to God, to be God-fearing, but then the instincts, the drives, and so on. Sting later made a recording about a priest who prays every day to the God above, but then who's captured by his lower instincts, his self, and lower self, and who sins with a woman who came in order to get spiritual counsel from him. And now this priest can never show his face again while the sun shines, and like a haunted person he goes in utter desperation while the moon shines over Bourbon Street. And this is a little bit the thing. Now I have this song with me, but I do not know if you wish to hear it. Would it be all right, Omila, if we show this? Is it all right, or is it too heavy for you? Yes, it is all right. Good. So. Lord is singing, if I. And our Lord is a Lord who knows everything. And it's a very religious song. It is all right. Yes, here is the last line. Reads the last refrain. The priest remembers his evil doing. He says, she walks every day through the streets of New Orleans. She's innocent and young, from a family of means. I have stood many times outside her window at night to struggle with my instincts in the pale moonlight. How could I be this way when I pray to God above? I must love what I destroy and destroy the thing I love. Oh, you'll never see my shade or hear the sound of my feet in the bright side. I only come out when there is a moon over Bourbon Street. I think we all know of the dilemma in our own lives. I remember our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and myself had a conversation over email quite long into his passing. And then he said, I'm very grateful to have known a person like you. Now I cannot continue our email communication. It seems I will now associate with you in our dreams only. And I thought, well, Maharaj, that's a nice way to say, but will he really appear in my dream? I mean, can someone control his dream life, or will he meet me in my dream? 3 days before his departure, he came. He looked at me. He would always smile when he would see me, but this time he was very serious. He said, I came to say goodbye. And I came to tell you a message. In our hearts, there are two dogs. They fight with each other. Which one will win? Hare Krishna. Please, my dear members of the Pandava Sena, think about this question. Two dogs in the heart, they fight. Which one will win? I didn't know the answer. I said, Maharaj, how are you? Please, I just now can't think philosophically. You are going and... I mean, this question... You answer your question, please. I just can't. Then he smiled and he said, that dog will win whom you give food. How true, isn't it? How true. We do have these two sides. In the ninth chapter of the Gita, you please read ninth chapter, text 30, in the famous verse, Apichet Sudaracharo. There is a very important purport where Prabhupada speaks of a constitutional nature and a conditioned nature. And he says, sometimes they run very smoothly next to each other on parallel lines, but at other times they are in conflict with each other, isn't it? Sometimes no problem, we can chant very nicely, but then comes the conditioned side, oh, lazy, lazy, lazy Sunday afternoon, and please, no need to go to Bhaktivedanta Manor, it's so far, so far, and what will we do? I know what we will do, I've done it thousands of times. You know, that conditioned side we know very well. So which one will win? The constitutional or your spiritual side? Or the, conditioned side? That is a question. And our Bhaktivedanta Maharaj has given a very good answer. That a dog will win whom you give food. Only that, Madhavananda, you're with us? Oh, good. Yeah, that side. And now I'm all, you might notice, I'm looking at the cruel time factor. There are many, many things which I have to say, but I will make in the midst of this lecture now a one-day pause. Tomorrow we will continue at the same time because the organizers have requested me to stop at 8:30, and 5 minutes to be 5 minutes late is for a German a scandal. for Sachinandan Swami, unfortunately, it's perfectly normal. But please think about this very serious subject matter, and please come tomorrow when you will hear the solution for the divided self. Let me thank you very much. We will end here. some answer has been already given, so that it's not a complete cliffhanger. Today you should apply this. Please feed your spiritual sight today, Dayal Nitai. Sufficient reading, sufficient association, sufficient inspirations, that must be there. Please remain seated. I see Vandana is ready to give us an orientation for the day. Yeah? Yes. We have. Yes, so please remain seated for Vandana's announcement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Shri Nrisimha Deva ki jai, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.